Lawrence House.
And so can I ask, how did you choose the name Laurentilla? Did you choose that name?
No, not, well, I did, but I didn't.
Okay.
They had asked, you know, you could put down three possible names that you would like, with no assurance that you're going to get any of them. Well, my mother's name is Mary, so I didn't have to take any form of Mary, and my father's name was George, but all the names of George were gone and given, and you only could have one name, God bless you, because in those days you never used your surname. Mm-hmm. And so subsequently they didn't have two sisters with the same name ever. So when they didn't give me the choices that I did want related to George, one said it sounded like toothpaste, and one of them said something else, and they were going to give it to me. So anyway, they had a board up with the sisters who had died the previous year, and I looked at it, and they said, told those of us who did, names were not accepted, we had asked for, they told us to go look at the board. Well, the first name on the board was Hysteria, and I thought, oh my God, I'd be Sister Hysterical. I can't possibly choose that name. Forget that one. The last name was Sister Zachary, and one of my classmates really wanted that name because it was her grandfather's name. So I thought, okay, here's the beginning and the end, and neither one of these are going to suit. I looked through all the rest and stopped in the middle and said, there in the middle was Laurentilla. And I thought, I have a brother named Lawrence that's as close to something that would have meaning for me that's on this board. So I got the name Laurentilla because I asked for that one, and she had died. I thought it was funny, when I went out to my first mission after I was professed, I was sent to Rochester, and it wasn't long before I got a little package in the mail, and it was addressed to me, and inside I opened it, and it was the name tapes that were left over from Sister Laurentilla, who had died. My life was full of a lot of funny things. I always laughed at them. I thought it was really funny. I thought, boy, they don't waste anything in this convent.
That's interesting. I've heard the story of the getting to choose, but I never heard about, for those who couldn't get it, that, yeah, they would just use the sisters who had been deceased the year before.
They tried because we didn't use our last name. Right. That went out with the wind when they decided people could keep their own names and all the rest. But when we could keep our own names, and I went home for a home visit and we were having dinner, I announced to my family that was there then, and that, you know, they were all adults. And I said, guess what? We can change our names. We can go back to our own religious name, you know, our own baptism name. Mm-hmm. And my brother Lawrence looked up at me and he says, you wouldn't give my name up, would you? And I looked at him and I thought, I never knew it meant that much to you. Yeah. And I looked at him and I says, no, Larry, I wouldn't give it up. And that's the reason why. But there was also a subterfuge reason coming on. My name was Helena. I never was called Helena.
Okay.
I was always called Helen. I was never called anything else but Helen. My last name is Back, B-A-C-K. And all I could think of is, and at that time I was teaching junior high kids, and I thought, okay, I can hear this. If I'm Sister Helen Back, they're going to be saying I have to go to hell and back tomorrow. No way. So that's the other half of the story.